how to. We will continue basically the theme of this morning session, how to bring our mind absolutely to what is going on at the moment. And in this way, by bringing the mind into the present, in a way, pacifying the mind. In fact, even putting it a little on the side. As we heard this morning, when Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, but how do I control my mind while I'm chanting? Prabhupada just really disposed of the question, which is so relevant to all of us, which all of us could have asked. He said, where is the question of the mind? You just listen. What Srila Prabhupada was referring to is that you just be in the present. You don't think about anything of the future, and you don't think anything that happened in the past. My dear devotees, when you can become free of the past, free of the desire to think of the future, you are actually free from the entangling qualities of the mind. So we had learned this a little bit by just being with our listening, being with the sound more or less. We had learned about this beautiful hangsa, breathing. I don't know if you did it, but try to do it when you fall asleep this evening. Just as you lie on your, I don't know where you lie before you fall asleep, most probably on the back or on the side, you just think of Krishna in the heart. Krishna is the super soul in the heart, and as you breathe in, you think of and as you breathe out, the Mayavadis have turned this around. They have the mantra Soham, which means I am that super soul. It's so audacious, isn't it? So it shows a bad character, you know. The original mantra is Hamsa, a glorification, which is so much in contact with our breathing, with what's going on, with the reality. But the Mayavadis just turn it around. Soham, I am that. It is not nice. No, we can say like this. No? Yeah. Yes. Then we had learned to be present, we had tried to break this automatic pilot by just asking you to only chant Hare, 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 then Hare Krishna, then half of the mantra, and finally the entire mantra. Now I would like to tell you one philosophical point, and then we will become extremely practical. My dear devotees, I think you all have heard about one disciple of Gauranga Mahaprabhu whose name was Gopal, but whom Gauranga Mahaprabhu renamed as Gopal Guru. For just very briefly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu once came out of the WC, of the toilet room, and was biting his tongue like this. There was a little boy, he was merely 8 years old, and he said, why do you bite your tongue? Gauranga Mahaprabhu answered, I want to stop it from chanting at a dirty place. Then Gopal said, Krishna is everywhere. He is also in that place. The second is, what if you would leave your body and without chanting the holy name? You should always chant. Kirtaniya Sadari, huh? Always Sada.
Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so pleased with this little boy that he took him on the lap and said, "From now on your name is Gopal Guru. You have instructed me and you are my guru, Hare Krishna." So Gopal Guru was blessed with Mahaprabhu at a young age and was instructed by him and became, you could say, the authority of a line in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's bhajan, which is the contemplative, meditative, smarana line. He was very instrumental in putting down manuals and instructions, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about him briefly in his Jaiva Dharma. Now, Gopal Guru had one disciple called Dhyana Chandra Goswami. And Dhyana Chandra Goswami carried on the legacy of his illustrious spiritual master. It was very interesting. Just briefly, or immediately after the disappearance of Gopal Guru, when he was brought to Svagadvara, that's the cremation place in Puri, the king took possession of the properties and the mat of Gopal Guru. And Dhyana Chandra, his leading disciple, was absolutely perplexed. The guru goes, that's traumatic. But then the king takes all the properties, the mat, and destroys the whole mission of the guru. That's intolerable. So Dhyana Chandra, the moon of meditation, that's the translation of his name. Dhyan means meditation and Chandra, the moon, ran to Svagadvara, where his Guru Maharaj his body was lying ready for cremation on the wood. And he just lamented and said to Gopal Guru Goswami, "They are taking our monastery, our ashram, can't you do anything against it?" Then Gopal Guru just rose up from the dead. Who's taking? The king. Then Gopal Guru went down from the cremation fire and just walked into the mud and said, "Bring that rascal king here." So the king was informed and came, and Gopal Guru said, "You cannot take this temple. It's my property and I have given it not to you and your government. I have given it to the moon of meditation, to Dhyana Chandra, my dear disciple. I have now pronounced it to you. There are witnesses. Now let me peacefully go from here." And then the king was really shocked, and he said, "I'm very sorry, some mosquito was in my brain or something." He desisted from any further taking possession. And in this way, Dhyana Chandra Goswami had requested his Guru Maharaj to intervene, which he did. There are many, many stories like this about Gopal Guru, and I will just leave it with this. Gopal Guru ordered his disciple to write a manual, the Sri Gaur Govinda Chana Smarana Padahi, very famous manual, where Dhyana Chandra Goswami wrote about the practice of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the contemplative line. It's like a handbook for those who are following the Babaji line, which is not really we are more into the Bhaja Gostyanandi line, not the Bhajananandi line. But there Dhyana Chandra Goswami wrote something which is of great importance for us. It's how to do japa. Would you like to learn this? We will ask our Janaka Maharaj to write the points down because of his unexcelled handwriting.
I will give you a sign when you can already prepare your paper and pen. And here's, by the way, your beautiful red pen. Now I will place it here. He says, this we don't need to write down, but I want to make it so. Tato japa lakshanam yata. These are the characteristics of japa. The sadhaka shall not move his head and neck about, nor show his teeth. Some devotees have asked about this, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur does, I mean, this is a known instruction for Hari Bhakti Vilas, but still we see some of you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's like on a boat in stormy weather, the way you move. And many of you, I have seen, are moving like this. And that's all right, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, while pronouncing the name, a devotee might experience some movement in his heart, being moved. I talked just now to a wonderful participant of the Japa retreat. I asked, how is it going for you? And she answered and said, yeah, I'm very much thoughtful. Many things are going on inside. Yeah, then this inside movement comes sometimes in the outside. Have you, often we see devotees like this, no? But, so that's all right when you are a little bit in, moved or in ecstasy. But no need to show the teeth. It looks so aggressive, you know, the tiger asana. Hare Krishna. Now it comes. He shall sanctify his mind by withdrawing it from the objects of the senses. Janaka, please write this down. Sanctify the mind by withdrawal from sense objects. You know, that is what we were trying in the last exercise. Remember when I said, now be inside the mantra, or hear the mantra inside of you. I'm sorry. Hear the mantra inside of you. And I told you, when the mind is now coming with something, just tell it it's not necessary. After 10 minutes, he can come back again. You're busy at the moment. So, sanctify the mind by withdrawing from sense objects. What you simply do on this stage is, whenever something comes into the mind, Dinadayal, whatever it is, if it is depths which you have acquired in your Grihastha ashram, or if it's the new order to Croatia for more pumpkin oil, if it's paper to be delivered to the GBC, or even if it's a kundalini experience, withdraw the mind from this. Just take it back and say, during japa, now this is not what we do here. We are thinking about the holy name. The second quality is pondering the meaning of the mantra. Pondering. What does pondering mean? Any English-speaking devotee here? Thinking about? Ponder? Yeah. I also think contemplate, isn't it? Yadunandan Maharaj, you had... It could mean considering. Yeah, pondering, as far as I know, it's really much a contemplative activity, and considering can be contemplative. So you should meditate or ponder or contemplate about the meaning of the mantra. If we have time, we will do a meaning exercise, but for now, I really recommend you, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Or if you want to have a very short meaning, you just say, please accept me. This is the meanings which Prabhupada gave. You can do this when you chant. Sometimes you can remember, this is what I'm saying. And This was the second characteristic of japa, which we will take note for. And the third characteristic is maintaining silence. That means don't talk in between the chanting. Oh, that's so difficult when you are in a car, isn't it? And the mind is very much in vata. I was driving with Nimai Prabhu here, and I thought, I know this, I should not interrupt my japa, but just now this idea came and I must tell it, and you know, and I flunked on it. Yes, but this is maintaining silence during the practice. These three things, my dear devotees, in the manual of Dhyan Chandra Goswami are the characteristic of japa, and they are taken these things from Hari Bhakti Vilas 17th wave. You know, they are verse 143 and 129. If you ever get to this book, there you will find them. These are for all times, for all sadhakas in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, important rules. Sanctify the mind by withdrawing from sense objects, pondering the meaning of the mantra, and maintaining silence. And then there is a second quality of good japa. It says the mantra should be first placed into the core of the devotee's mind. In other words, in your mind, you know, throw all the other things out and put the mantra there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's why we try to feel the mantra and experience the mantra. And when the mind is pervaded by the mantra, or the mantra is in the mind, then the mind should be firmly placed and anchored into the heart of the mantra. What this means is, if the mantra remains within the mind and the mind remains within the mantra, that is japa. And to make it very, very simple, the mind and the mantra are joined. They are one. You have the your mind in the mantra, and the mantra is in your mind. No, mind in the mantra, and mantra in the mind. It's together. You have nothing else. That you are absolutely present to the sound of the holy name. Yeah. Now we will try this. Any question, only if it's necessary in understanding. Yadunanda Maharaj, you are looking thoughtful, you're thinking about what you hear. Good. I would now request you, this is the only difficult exercise for today. The rest will be fun exercises. To bring the mind into the mantra and the mantra into the mind. It sounds so paradox, huh? It sounds so. And we will do this by doing this excellent practice of, it's called one mantra. You try, while you chant, to really listen to every name in the mantra. And you try to maintain this concentration for one mantra. When the mantra is over, you go to the next mantra. But while you chant, you don't think of the next mantra. Because you know why? We want to be present in the present. Not that we think like, you know, a person who eats. You eat, and then there, today I was eating, and our Tushta Krishna had made the absolute high point of prasadam. Pureed almonds with pureed dates. This is too much. It's so good. And I was eating the boring things, And then I always thought in my mind, and soon I will go to the sweets. Soon I will go to the sweets. All of a sudden I was so full. I have no place for sweets any longer. Because I had done what most of us do. I was not in the present. Thinking of the future. Pureed almonds and dates. Many people do this, you know. They are very, very unfortunate. So we will only think of one mantra. We are totally, in fact, we will think of one name, actually. We will not even think. We will just be present to the name. And we will do this a little careful. Are you tired or is everything all right with you? Matilda, all right? Good. So take your thing. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit tired. Take your japa mala. And now sit tall. And we will chant one mantra. That means we will go from one Hare Krishna to the next Hare Krishna, from one Hare to the Krishna to the Hare. I recommend that we first do this to discipline ourselves by reading these mantra signs, mantra boards. We read them as we read a newspaper column or Back to Godhead column. You know, and we are only with our eyes and our concentration go from Hare to Krishna to Hare to Krishna. Yeah? I will say the mantra once alone. I have to just get the picture of the mama. Yes, it's there. Now I can read it in my mind. Once alone, please, and then every one of us together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I'm only with Krishna at this moment. Krishna. I'm thinking only of Krishna, or I'm present to Krishna. Hare, at the moment, I'm present to Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very, very wonderful. Thank you very much. You have really understood this exercise, and up till now this was the most powerful chanting which the group has done as a group, because you were really present to each of the holy names. We will do now a little bit more difficult and maybe even more relevant exercise, but before doing this I would like to bring to attention what one sadhu once said. He was a very, very wonderful sadhu, very nice devotee, I think in Jagannath Puri, and he was 120 years old and was always very, very happy up to the last moment. He left the body maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And he was once asked two questions. Why was he so old and healthy, and why was he so happy always? And he said, my tip of life is very simple. When I'm eating, then I'm only eating. When I'm reading the scriptures, I'm only thinking of the scriptures. When I'm doing my japa, I'm only with the chanting. When I'm talking with the Vaishnava, I'm only thinking of talking with the Vaishnava. I'm totally present in the present. That was his secret. And you know, in Ayurveda, you find out when you, for instance, especially when you take your nourishment, your meals, they say you should never talk while you do this, because as you eat, and as if you concentrate on the eating, your whole body is allowed to do what it needs to do. You receive the food with, there are these juices which form in the mouth and already do the pre-digestion. You chew the food properly, it comes into the stomach, and there is no music around you or conversations which require your concentration. Everything can be done because now you're eating for receiving and digesting your meals. They say that is the very, very important rule when taking prasad. And we have one doctor who has often given seminars here in Radhadeshwan, Leela Dar Gupta. Maybe some of you have visited him or know of him. He always sits in a corner and just concentrates on his prasad. So when you walk, you walk. When you eat, you eat. When you laugh, you laugh. That makes you happy, healthy, and wise. And when you chant, especially, I mean, this is especially important. When you chant, you are with the chanting. Now you have sat down, you are chanting. Or when you read, your mind totally is with the reading. So I request you now again to do this. Now it will be a little bit more difficult because we don't have the same group energy. We are not chanting in one voice, in other words. So whenever something comes into your mind, just learn to put it out. You can pacify your mind and say, we'll deal with this later. Just now wait, I'm now chanting. No? And maintain your inner sacred space. Be silent, be with this. Pondering the meaning of the mantra. Well, those of you who know how to do that can do this. Those you can also leave this point for later. So please let us chant for a while, just in our own voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yeah, Hare Krishna. I could see some of you were falling into the automatic habit. That's not acceptable at the moment. The idea was each name, you're fully with it, right? Not just, okay, freedom. I don't have to listen to Maharaj at the moment. Good. What do we do in the evening? You must now be with it. And therefore, chant a little bit slower. That breaks the automatic habit. At least in the beginning, please chant a little bit slower so that you can be with every mantra. I'm sorry, but I didn't tell this before, so that I can tell it now. So, start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You can also take the telephone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One mantra, full concentration for one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, how was it? It's a field for exercise, isn't it? We can exercise on that field. Today, Baya Gauranga taught us different variations of the Surya Namaskar, and those of us who were present understood, well, this is something to practice. It takes time before we have the flow of the movements and the breathing and the concentration and all the other items together. So I really recommend you that you take this exercise with you home. And you might like to combine it with these instructions about the characteristics of the japa. And from time to time, you can just go through this checklist of the 3 points, not too many, and then improve your japa. Please know that if you can't become mindful of being in the present to the sound, or concentrating on the sound of each name, then you will very quickly make tremendous advancement, not only in your japa practice, but in your whole life. Because this carries into all the aspects of your life. like the sadhu who said, when I'm eating, I'm eating. When I walk, I'm walking. That's how I'm so happy and healthy and long-lived and so on. He has conquered over this worrying quality of the mind and this anxieties or planning, all these future or past related functions of the mind. So to help you in this, maybe I should not go on so fast. Would anyone like to comment or say something brief, what they experienced or what is a question? But please be brief and share briefly. Here's one, Mataji, yes? Yeah. It may take so much time. It may take a long time. Well, you will see if you do this, you will go much far. You will go faster with exercise. This brings me to a very good question. What should be the ideal time for one round? That's a good question, I think. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this. He says we should complete four rounds within one danda. Danda is a time span which involves 24 minutes. That means if you have four rounds in 24 minutes, that takes 6 minutes per hour, isn't it? Wasn't one done that 28 minutes? As far as I know, 26, 24. I have just checked that. Yeah. Maybe 6 minutes. Sometimes it helps to just check on the time. When you're too quick, when one round took 4 minutes, you know you have been a little bit too fast with your beads, like Looky Luke, who can draw the pistols faster than his shadow. I have nephews, they tell me all these secrets. So 6 minutes. It is an approximate, because just like breathing, sometimes we breathe a little bit faster, sometimes a little bit deeper. It's not always the same. Breathing sometimes takes longer or less long, but it's an approximate value. In Deutsch, ein Annäherungswert. So that's about. I take sometimes 7 minutes for one round, and I have checked at other times I'm 5 minutes 50, and sometimes I take per round 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and then I know I was too fast with the beats. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaji. Any other? Audarya Chandika?
I have a question. Can you please explain what is the difference between concentration and being present?
What is the difference between concentration and be present in the present? See, concentration is usually a mental effort. With concentration, you usually go like, concentrate, focus, okay, focus, laser, and so on. But how long can you make such an effort? It's for some time, and then you relax it. Being present in the present is more relaxed, more gentle, and it will be serving you much longer. But sometimes you may need this concentrated effort where you just tell your mind, okay, my dear mind, you are now again thinking of your shopping list. You have to buy the vegetables and the yogurt and the sugar and the, I don't know what else, water. Then you make a concentrated effort to pull the mind back from where it is. You can't be present in your shopping list at that moment. You concentrate and bring it back to the name which you are chanting. But best is you're not doing this all the time, you know, making a concentrated effort and just be present to what is going on. That is much easier. That is more relaxed, more bhakti yoga-like, or more yogic. Yes. There is our devotee. Yes. Your good name, please. Gokrishna Prabhu. Yes.
And Shivram Swami's student like the Chintamani, he gives meditation of Gopal Guru Goswami and with a meaning for each word and each name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that relates to pondering the meaning of the mantra.
Yes.
Is this something that we can aspire to, or is it too complicated? Because you said that, you know, just please accept me, or
there are many things. Please attract my mind to you. This is how Gopal Guru Goswami's meditation starts, and then it goes into yes, O Radha, attract my mind by your sweetness to you. Oh, please give me knowledge through your pure devotee. Yes, that is how you can do. I recommend that you take like half an round or a round on one meaning. But if you go hurry, then Krishna, and go jump from meaning to meaning, you go, it's a little bit too much. I have a very, very improved translation of Gopal Guru Goswami. I have not seen the work of Shivaram Maharaj on this. I'm aware of the book and read parts of it, but I have not read that part. In a book called Nam Rahasya, We took this meaning and sent it through the Sanskrit experts. Five devotees were working on this, and now we have a very good translation with the Sanskrit also in the book. I think there, I don't know, there it is, Nam Rahasya. You can have this. In some japa retreats, this is a little short, so I want to concentrate on the essentials. We do meditations while we do this, but I thought here I would really like to work with you on some essential principles. And if you know these principles and have them in your mind, you will easily be able to develop these others. Yes, but that's really good, and that's very, very desired for a chanter, to chant about these different devotional meanings so that you have a nice mental horizon or my mental atmosphere, I would say, inside of you. Shyam Nam, then Mandaleshwari, and then we will go.
Like myself, when you are cooking or doing some other activities, it is very nice to hear some nice lectures, to have good, or when we are doing some seva, which is, you know, it's practical, we can always listen to nice bhajans and lectures. And how can we use it best, you know, to listen to the lectures, but be still at the moment? And
I would have you all understood that point. Yeah, Prabhupada used to tell the devotees who worked at the spiritual sky factory, rolling always the incense, that they should listen to lectures and see. We are learning this in the context of chanting japa, it's not our highest principle to be present in the present. Our highest principle is to always remember Krishna, never forget him. And we are bhaktas, you know. If that is served while you do some repetitive manual work where you can do both, then you can hear obviously a lecture. Also, sometimes it happens, one is so hungry about hearing something, and one had the whole day is busy with service, and then the only time when we are in peace is when we take prasadam. So sometimes devotees listen to our tapes during prasadam. That I think is also permissible. See, the highest principle beyond everything is to always remember Krishna, never forget him. That's all other principles are kinkaras, servants of this principle. We learn this being present in the present really in context with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, because we know that inattentive chanting is the root of all offenses, and we want to attack on that root or work on that root and finish this inattentive chanting. This is why we do. But there are other things, like for instance conversations or reading, when you should be present to what you're doing, and sankirtan, or distributing books. You know, if you hear a lecture while you distribute a book, you please take this book. Wow, there's this interesting point. Poor, far out. Mahavishnu, yes. Sorry, you are already gone. Yeah. Or, you know, when you write letters, for instance. I sometimes heard music when I wrote letters, and then I didn't write good letters because I was always loo-loo-loo. Some nice bhajan I heard then. It's not possible to advance. But there are exceptions to this, and what you mentioned is definitely in it. There's a last question for now. Mandaleshwari, what is your question?
But in this case, Hare Krishna mantra, it will be background music. That you are chanting, it will be background, and you are meditating on these meanings.
Yeah. This is a very good question, and very commonly asked question. And my answer to this question is, I mean, there is this clear injunction in our Shastra. It's called Mantrata Chintanam, which Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandhava is what a chanter should do. He should chant on the meaning of the... He should meditate on the meaning. I really feel it shouldn't be a disturbance to hearing the mantra if you do it... in order to come into a devotional mood. It's almost, you know, when you go to the altar, then you stop for a moment and think about the meaning of what you are doing. I'm now approaching Krishna with a plate of prasadam. And then your chanting of the offering mantras will be much better because it's carried by a certain mood. It's this meditating about the meaning should not interfere with listening, but it should set the mood for devotional listening, like that. I think the example with offering is very good. You just stop, what's the meaning of, what am I doing here? Or you go to samsara, you go to the Mangal Aarti and you chant the samsara prayer, then stop for a moment and meditate about the meaning of the mantra. Otherwise, the difficulty is when you do something again and again and again, Mandaleshwari, the mind will turn on automatic pilot. Yeah, I know this, and is not present. So it's just a mood setter, you can say, a tune in into the chanting, but not something. Therefore, I told this our devotee, Gaur Keshava, Gaur Krishna even, Gaur Krishna Prabhu, that when you chant, you don't make a staccato meditation. You know staccato? What are these lights which go stroboscope? You know what it is? You know, it's a very fast light which goes clips on and on, the strobo effect. And when you chant, you could do that also, the strobo. Well, this, now I'm with Hari now. Oh my God, what was the meaning of Hari? Then Krishna, meaning of Krishna. Then you would lose it. You would not listen. You would just be in that contemplation. So it's just use it as a mind setter, which then accompanies you throughout the whole thing. It's also, you know, when you serve devotees prasadam. Let us go to this example. Have you ever been served by someone who was not really with this? You know, who he gave you too little, and then you. You say, please, don't want to be impolite, but there are 100 people behind me and I don't know when I'm next here. This is too little, you know. Just, you know, a human being needs this amount of potatoes, no? Oh yeah. If that devotee who is absent-minded while he serves prasadam would just think, okay, what are we doing here? We are serving the Vaishnavas so that they have enough prasadam in their stomachs for their vigorous chanting and dancing. And I should do this good. It's my chance to serve them. You may have also been with a servant who really wanted to eat, you know, and he's there. He's so mental and so disturbed, and you just feel prasadam should be served and eaten with love and enjoy and so on. But he was just meditating. When it's my turn, I have this sometimes. You know, we swamis always get extra good prasadam, at least when our power of digestion is still intact. And then a servant comes and you see the poor servant skinny with a huge digestive fire, and he's looking at the prasadam. All items are present which he also likes. He says, here's your prasadam. And he said, my dear boy, bring your plate. We will now do some charity to you. And then, because, you know, how can you enjoy it if your servant is just drooling? You know, when is he finished? And I hope he leaves something of this for me, you know. Hare Krishna. I could tell you many stories, but I don't do this. I had once a servant who was just thinking of eating from morning till evening, and you know, you could see with how much pain in his heart he offered you the plate, you know. I won't tell you the name. So now, I thank you very much. I would like to now go with you through a few wonderful exercises. The first are a little mechanical, but then we will meditate about Krishna. So I would like to bring you into this, just being with the chanting and being totally present there with a few exercises. Sit tall, please. Can we just have the... Yes, it would be nice if for a moment we just put the windows real... Kanchanavali, would you mind to just give us a dose of oxygen? Full dose. These are really beautiful. Please inhale. And exhale. When you inhale, you should see, continue to breathe. you are so obedient, you know. Okay, I wait for the next signal, you know. No, breathing should be going on. So once again, and not with so much noise, so much sound, just deep inhale. Just imagine as you inhale that the air fills you almost like water which fills a container. The air comes down to your stomach and fills your lungs and the upper part of the lungs. And when you exhale, it's the air leaves you from the upper part of your lungs, then comes the middle portion of your lungs, and then the air which is in your stomach area or belly area, that goes at the end. Just like with water, when you empty a container of water, first what is up goes out, then what is in the middle follows, and finally the water on the bottom leaves the container. Please breathe in and out like this. This is called the deep yogi breath. Now comes a very simple exercise, which is very powerful. While you inhale, please think, I inhale and know that I inhale. Just think this and you will see how you become present to what you're doing. I inhale and know that I inhale. Do this a few times, please. Now, when you inhale, you continue with this. I inhale and know that I inhale. When you exhale, you think, I exhale and know that I exhale. These simple sentences help you to be aware of what's going on, to be with what's going on. Now, meditate about, I inhale and become peaceful. you will be able to feel really how you become more peaceful each time when you inhale. I inhale and become peaceful. Be with that peace. Be in that moment of peace. And now you can meditate. I exhale and smile. No one, not even I, will look at you, so you can just smile a little. I inhale and become peaceful. I exhale and smile. It can be a peaceful expression. It's also the beginning of a smile. I inhale and become peaceful. I exhale and smile. And now, just remain where you are. I will read to you a meditation by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Is it wonderful? You remember, we should contemplate the meaning of the mantra. Chanting means to be in the presence of Krishna, really, and ask him to accept us. And here's a meditation. I bring my mind to the moon-like face of Lord Krishna. His locks of hair are shining. He has beautiful curved eyebrows and from his smile pours forth a rain of nectar. He throws sweet, merciful glances towards his devotees. I inhale and know that I live. I exhale and smile to Krishna. It's a very, very simple exercise. I would now like to take the benefit of this exercise to our japa. Let us chant together in one voice and just chant in the space in which we are now. A little more connected with what's going on. In one voice, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. A little while ago, I received a letter from my godbrother who said, Sachinandan Swami, while you do your other work, always chant. Everything else will be taken away from you at the time of death. Only the chanting will remain. Then I developed the desire, let me always chant. But I'm doing such intense writing marathons in Berlin that it's very difficult to chant. And then I developed a technique which I would like to share with you. Prabhupada, he said we should always chant. And I developed a technique which I would like to share with you today. I could see that when I'm working, I become so focused on the result and so almost intense and almost get a gritch. Gritch means like a spasm. But if I can just stop everything and connect with Krishna during the day, then I will be more like a devotee. So, whenever the telephone rings, then I just chant. I stop everything and chant. I have a secretary in our Gaura Bhavan, and all the phones go to the secretary, and the secretary then asks me, do you have time now to speak with this person, or do you have the answer to his question, and so on. And I respond to this. So then there's always a little, so then the secretary goes back to the person and says, yes, Maharaj is just there for you. So there is a little time. I get the telephone ring of my secretary, then I give an answer, and then I usually wait for the other person to be connected to me. And in that time, I go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, until the phone comes. And people who phoned me said, you are so different these days. Ah. I have a secret. So during the day, I think every one of you should also do this. Have something which comes, which is like a signal, a bell, so to say, and in that time you connect with Krishna. You follow this idea, Raj Biharini? Maybe it's, you know, it should be something which happens again and again. Maybe when you are in the college and the bell rings, ring, ring. Do you have bells? No, no, not really. But there, it starts and it ends. The usually on time or pretty much. Yes. Yeah. So when it ends, or you go like, you connect. You center yourself a little bit, think a bit about what are you doing with the chanting, and then you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or faster, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, what I guarantee you, whatever happens next, you will handle that entirely different. Can you imagine? Like usually I'm riding, and I'm riding more. Oh my God, already 1 hour has passed and nothing has happened on the paper. And more speedy, more ideas, please, and so on. And I'm totally, and I'm already, my shoulder pains already from all the stress. And then the phone comes. And already when the phone comes, I'm going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then it's the secretary. So can you speak with this person? I have chanted already three Hare Krishna, four holy names. And then let us say it's a person where I really feel, why is the person not respecting that I also need this time? Why is he phoning again and again? This is unfair, you know. So, but this time I've already chanted, and then I think deeply. Okay, can I help? Can I serve? Can I? And you know, previously when you would phone me, I would say, ah, you know, being so much in the mood of working, and then I say, Hare Krishna, I'm so happy to hear you. How is your Krishna consciousness today? Oh, yes, good. And then it's a total different experience. Every one of you should have a few bells in your life. Bing! Which remind you, now I should connect with the Holy Name and with Krishna. Your whole life will change. Guaranteed. Gopati, I give you my personal guarantee that the whole life will change when there is something in your life. I think nowadays it's mobile phones, no? Or whenever you switch on your computer, why should you wait for the or the sound which it makes? You can just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on. And use it as an opportunity to connect with Krishna. Remember our first lecture where we said, at least 5 minutes a day, be real. Be in your identity as a servant of Krishna. And I would now like to make an exercise with you. I would request you to kindly raise up on your feet, and we will have to put some able-bodied Vaishnavas, maybe Raghavendra, Raghavananda and your friend. You could take the table and Tulsi Devi in the midst of the room. And then we will all gather around Tulasi Devi. This is the most beautiful exercise you have seen in your life. Most properly, it will totally finish inattentive chanting, and you will be Janaka Maharaj, I need you for writing. It should be really in the middle, and I request those chairs who are there on the side, because we will all walk around Tulsi Devi, but in a very special way. Maybe those chairs, Toshita Krishna, which are there, should just be placed back. Where is Tulsi? Yes. So, my dear devotees, now please listen very carefully. I want to do it, pretty. You might have to put everything here because we will walk. And the yes, please remove the cushions. I would like to introduce to you meditative walking, and then stopping and connecting with Krishna. Yes.
Should I make some music?
Yes.
So, Hare Krishna. What we will do is we will first hear meditation for when you get out of bed. It's the when you go out of bed and you step with your right foot on Mother Earth, then you support the Brahmanas chant this mantra. Samudra vasane devi parvata sana mandite Vishnu patni namastubhyam padashvasa kshamasvame. O Mother Earth, you are the wife of Lord Vishnu. You are the residence of the oceans, and you are decorated with mountains like the Ardennes. I offer my humble obeisances to you. Please forgive the touch of my foot upon you. It means, please forgive me for stepping upon you. This is how Brahmana thinks the earth is the wife of Lord Vishnu. Lord Gauravadev came and picked it up and had a very close contact with her. And you, in other words, you step on the earth quite mindful. Please forgive me for stepping upon you. So I would like you now to walk around Tulsi Devi, be very mindful about your steps. You feel how your now I'm with my left foot, left heel goes, and you round yourself. It's an amazing feeling when you bring your consciousness there. Say, but I hope I don't fall upon you, because I'm a little, oh Krishna. And you are there, very much connected with your walking. You're mindful that you're stepping on the earth, which holds you, holds the oceans, and that you are circumambulating Tulsi Devi. And whenever you hear this sound, you will hear from time to time, I will ring it, then you please stop wherever you are. And at that time, you just connect with Krishna through the Hare Krishna mantra by saying, in your own sound, not in one voice, Hare Krishna, the Maha mantra, Hare Krishna, being with every word of it. Is it clear? So you walk very mindful. There is no communication between you. It's just when, like when we do Tulsi Adi, not in, I don't make eye contact with anyone. I will just mindfully mind my steps. I will be very conscious of what I'm doing. It's almost like a yogic thing. And then when the bell comes, 3 steps. I'm breathing. I'm concentrating myself because I have to chant, I have to breathe now. I'm thinking of Tulasi Devi and of Lord Krishna. Go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is it nice that we do it in one voice or is it nice? I think because every one of you has to do it in his own way. Maybe everyone in his own voice. You should learn this. So, just walking, no sound. And everyone has to please around in this way. Feel how your feet touch the ground. Don't fall. You'll be a little shaky if you put your consciousness on the feet. Connect with Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this concludes almost the afternoon session, but I really would like to make a very strong point now. My dear devotees, it's so absolutely important to be present in our chanting. Imagine there is someone who does every day something for 2 hours where he is not present. Let us say he talks with a friend, but he is totally unpresent. He thinks about something else. This would be the beginning of mild schizophrenia, which would later turn into heavy schizophrenia. When you always do something and you are not there, you are absent-minded, it is dangerous for you. It will set up a pattern. If you do it for 2 hours or 1 hour a day, it will set up a pattern in your, it's called neurolinguistical something, you know. It will program you in such a way that you are spaced out in other areas of your life as well. You know, we hear chanting is so important that 90% of our advancement comes out of it. And we hear statements that of all the instructions of the spiritual master, to chant 16 inoffensive rounds is the most essential. And we flunk or, what was your word, bunk on this instruction. You know, this will mirror into other parts of our life. Whereas if we can come to a practice where we are not absent-minded but present-minded. This is a new word creation of the Japa retreat, present-minded. Then you will do totally different in the other areas of your life. It's not even you who will do. The moment someone is concentrated on what he is doing, focused, fixed, he will harness energies which are around us and which will make sure that he reaches his goal. Prabhupada once said, the enthusiastic person is always successful in his life, even if he is not talented. Because with the person who is enthusiastic, Goddess Lakshmi is present with him. So the same holds true to someone who is concentrated in what he does or present-minded in what he does. He will be supported by the Lord, but if he is absent-minded, he will not be supported and spaced out and irresponsible and so many other bad characteristics will develop. So I strongly urge you to take whatever essence you have taken from this day and this workshop with you in your daily life. My suggestion is a very simple one, an exercise field on which you can daily exercise and in a twofold way. Simple English, two exercises. One is, while you chant, you learn to be with one mantra. Tell yourself when you start a new mantra, Hare Krishna, that now I will be present with all the names. These are 60 names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One mantra, which means in essence each of the names
of one mantra. You just give yourself a small, manageable area so that the mind will not be like a horse which sees an obstacle which seems to be too big and then goes on its hind legs and throws the rider into the ditch. Mm-mm. No, we just say, for one mantra, I'm with each name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's a manageable field. And when you have finished one mantra, you say, let's do it again. And in this way, you will really come to this, and you can do things like, I'm chanting and I'm aware that I'm chanting. You know, we did this, I inhale it, I know that I inhale. You can say to yourself, I'm chanting and I'm aware. That means you send a command to your consciousness to be present with the holy name. And then I would recommend you the second exercise. The first was one mantra. The second exercise is the bell. Create some bell in your life. Either it's a phone call, or every time you go in the computer, that happens maybe, I don't know, it depends. For most of us, it happens once a day, no? Sometimes do we go two times a day in the computer? We might go two. It depends. Lenin is smiling. He works with computer. He goes 100 times in the computer. What could be another bell? Let's be creative. Yeah, you get upset. Then every time you go like, boom, you feel it. Some what is it? Adrenaline. You know, boom, and then, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, before you go to the restroom, that we do 10 times a day or so. I mean, when you drink a lot of water, you go to the restroom. That's a good thing.
Every time it rains.
Every time it rains. Yeah, but the thing is, you don't really notice when it starts. It starts with a drizzle. But yeah, if it works for you, yes. Yes. Fantastic. Listen to this. She's the best. That's a good one. You switch on the light. Every time you that is so symbolic, isn't it? The light goes on towards you. What do you think? And then you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The light in the heart goes on. That's Mohini Priya. You are a genius. I could not have thought of this. Every time you... Yes.
You sit down, you stand up.
Every time you sit down. That's, or you stand up. Wonderful. Here's really some creative Vaishnavas amongst us. Wow. So do that, you know, to be real, to connect with Krishna. And once you get into this habit of being, and then do like this, you center yourself a little bit. Don't go on automatic pilot, you know, just it helps you to maybe breathe and then you go, Hare Krishna, and you take the first practice into the second, that is, be with every name which you chant. That's important also. Not that you go, okay, like, chick, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'm totally enlightened with this light thing. Or stand up. Well, that's a lot, but... See, you know, it works with me with the telephone. It really works. Bloom, ling, 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 ling. And previously I used to go, oh, hopefully this is not someone who wants to sabotage and take a half an hour out of me. Let me, you know, but then I go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, who's there? Oh, so-and-so is there. Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And so on. It also helps to think about the characteristics of good japa. These are three things, and I think they are very powerful, they are very practical, they are very, very, they work. And it's not too much, you know, we don't overload our mind with informations. What do you think, Nimai? There's not too much. You can make a note and practice with them. Good. So now I have concluded the session. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we have a very special guest giving the lecture. I request you all to attend this lecture. It will be an important lecture. It's His Holiness Prahladanandan Maharaj, who will talk to us about his the subject matter, how to improve the japas. Tips from the Swami. Yeah? Who will meet our Maharaj and tell? Yeah, please tell him that. Would we like to hear that? I think when there is a Swami who chants so long, we would like to mine his treasures. Is there a better title? Before you go, let's see. Yeah, yeah. How to improve japa? Tips from the Swami. That is what. Can we all vote on this? Because we deal with a GBC member, you know, it has to. I second it. All right, you can say it's the collective intelligence. They all want to hear this. And he can choose any verse and any subject matter. And we will listen extremely attentively for content and make notes.
Morning class.
Morning class, yes. And say we all lovingly greet him, the retreatees, and we'll be very happy. Good. Our next class takes place in 7:10. I'm always seeing this clock. Is that a good clock? The upper clock. It's all right, isn't it? It's a little bit too fast. 1 minute too fast. So we will, you know. Let us say, not later than 7:10, please be back. We will continue to hear how Krishna met Radharani. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Nandi.
Aber ich habe das nie wieder in Japa-Retreats gehört als